the Christian sound not only has lasted throughout the decades, but it still retains a very distinctive sound where many bands, they tend to lose the foundation of what brought that fan base. That's not the case with your band. Your band is able not only to have been able to withstand that and keep it real. How do you do that, and where are you going from this day forward?
Well, for the next thing, we're already thinking about it. You know, I mean, we want to just keep moving forward. We're going to step up, and we're not running away from the death metal world or anything. But we got to definitely, you know, look for something else. Try to make it in newer and fresher. You know, I mean, but we're not saying, oh, like you're saying, like some bands, they sometimes after a few years, they even feel ashamed or consider themselves like a metal bands or death metal bands.
Yeah.
We got no problem about being called a death metal band or a brutal band. This is what we do. We're gonna keep doing it. We love what we do, but definitely we don't want to repeat ourselves. You know, I mean, somehow we gotta, you know, find out like different things. You know, I mean, we've been doing that acoustic guitar thing. You know, I mean, I know it's nothing new about it, but the way we got things, you know, I mean, build up. You know, I mean, like it's something new. Like, but yeah, man, it's just a matter of enjoying what we do. You know, I mean, we're definitely, you know, going to step up and try to keep shit rolling and deliver. You know, I mean, not just about impressing people or anything like that. It's just keep doing it. And I know there's kids out there that they're digging our stuff, and then they're there for us, and we'll be there for them, like, as well. You know.
It's been a while since you've recorded and released anything. Talk to us about that. Are you writing any material? Are you recording anything?
Yeah, we got a few things done. Nothing recorded yet. But after this tour, we're going back home and then and go for it. You know, I mean, we got a few ideas, a few riffs, a few things. You know, I mean, but nothing like nothing solid yet. You know, I mean, we gotta.
You guys take your time, huh?
Yeah, we gotta take our time, and like after this tour, we're not doing any more of these long tours, like for the next few months. You know, I mean, we gotta stay home and work hard on the songs, and it's also a nice process. We like that. We like driving up to the rehearsal room, and. And build it up, you know. I mean, like we're saying, like jamming. We're looking forward to the new stuff.
You know how rare that is, though. It's very rare. Most artists, they feel pressured when they have to be creative because the record companies are.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It seems that with you guys, not only is it still enjoyable and you enjoy yourselves, but it's a process that comes organically.
You got it, man. Definitely, everything has got to be organic. It's like even the touch, the human feelings. You know what I mean? Like we're saying, some bands, they got an album recorded, and the bandmates are not even talking to each other. Everybody's doing the share and sending it over to a computer.
Yeah, they don't
file.
Even want to see each other.
Yeah.
Here's my wrist. Leave me alone.
Yeah, that's right. And there's a natural process for us. We like jamming. We were like, oh, all right, boys, it's time to fucking build it up some new shit. And we go to the practicing room, and we're having a good time. We're barbecuing and having a little beer and jamming and, like, recording the rehearsals and looking, like, finding out what's going to work or not. Definitely, it's like old school style, you know, like it used to be. And then we're still digging it, like, that way, you know. I mean, it's always a... You know, I mean, a challenge. You know, I mean, if you don't go that way, it's never a challenge. You know, I mean, it's never a struggle. You gotta love the challenge. You know, I mean, like get it done like the right way. You know, I mean, and jam it like a band, not just like anything plastic or mechanic. You know, I mean, you see, many of these bands, they you can tell they're sounding like you know, I mean, like something plastic. You know, I mean,
mechanical.
We gotta jam. You know, I mean.
Does it make you feel proud that now you are recognized not only in your country, but you are also appreciated and you are also as inspirational as Sepultura?
Definitely, man. We're definitely
proud. By the way, I don't mean to use that. I don't know that if you feel comfortable with that comparison. Cause
no, definitely. It feels good. I mean, Sepultura is the shit. They used to be like the shit. You know, actually, they were our biggest influence. Like, you know, not just in the musical aspect. You know, I mean, the way they move up and then they get things done. If you talk like the Sepultura, back in the early 90s or something, they were just as big as Slayer or Metallica. Yeah. They were fucking growing and everything was definitely was a great influence.
Broke the walls down.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah. They broke the barriers for every South American band. They made us believe that we can do it as well. But of course, that the way they did it, the recognition they had, it's like, I don't think any band from South America will reach that point, but it's not, you know, I mean, not just about recognition, it's about get things done, and definitely, we're proud about everything we've done, like we're here, and we're getting the chance to play like festivals over Europe and Brazil, like you say, Rock and Rio.
You yourself are being an inspiration to the young kids.
Definitely. I know these kids out there digging our shit, and the same way we motivated them, they motivate us. You know, I mean, it's the kids with crazy tattoos and shit, and sometimes I even feel embarrassed about it. But it is a great motivation, man. Definitely, it's been like a. You know, I mean, ups and downs, you know how it is, like, stick around doing, playing metal, like we'll say sometimes, people don't give a shit, but we keep doing it, you know what I mean, and definitely, we're definitely proud about things we've done, you know, we fuck up here and there, you know, nobody's perfect, you know what I mean, a couple of mistakes along the road, but we were here together, we stick it up, and then to each other, and then having a good time and still digging what we do, and like we were saying, we're proud about things that we had accomplished for sure.
Right on, man.
I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thanks for reaching out, man. It's this thing right here, it's also very important for the whole thing, you know. Like we were saying, some of the big magazines and shit, they don't really got eyes for this type of thing, you know what I mean? But I appreciate you guys reaching out and helping us out.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, man.